And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
After Attorney General Roy Cooper announced last week that he will no longer defend the state's gay marriage ban, a move that seems obvious in light of the Fourth Circuit decision, Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger blasted Cooper's decision, saying he was violating his oath of office. Berger apparently would rather Cooper waste his time and taxpayer money. Not only has the Fourth Circuit spoken clearly that marriage discrimination violates the federal constitution, every federal court that has considered a challenge to a state ban on same-sex marriage has ruled in favor of marriage equality. A spokesman for Governor Pat McCrory called on Cooper to request a stay in the cases pending against North Carolina's same-sex marriage ban until the case reaches the U.S. Supreme Court. McCrory seems to know the days of the ban on marriage equality are numbered, but wants the state to discriminate against gay couples as long as it can. It's pathetic, but predictable. The national momentum for equality is powerful and unmistakable. It's too bad most of our current political leaders must be dragged kicking and screaming toward a fairer and more decent state for the people they represent. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.